Hi guys, welcome back to the Sterlinx Global channel. My name is Jay, and I'm one of the account specialists of Sterlinx Global, a UK-based accounting firm specializing in e-commerce and traditional businesses. How are you all doing? I'm thrilled you made it here. For those who are new to the channel, we hope you'll find our content worth your time. This channel and the content we make address common pain points and challenges that our clients face and provide valuable insights that can help entrepreneurs, self-starters, and freelancers in their businesses. For today's discussion, our topic is income tax losses and what sole traders should know about. As a sole business owner, you must manage your business's finances and comply with tax regulations. A critical aspect of this is knowing how to deal with income tax for sole traders. Income tax losses can arise when your business expenses and allowable deductions exceed your income. Claiming these losses can help you reduce your overall tax liability. In this video, we'll explore some essential points sole traders should know about income tax losses and how to claim these in your tax return. Let's get started. Income tax loss, an overview. Simply put, an income tax loss occurs when your business expenses exceed your income for the tax year. This can happen for various reasons, such as a decline in sales or unexpected expenses. When your business incurs a loss, you can use it to offset future profits and reduce your tax liability. Sources of income tax losses. There are several different types of income tax losses that you may encounter as a sole trader. Some of the most common types include: Number 1. Trading losses. These occur when your business expenses exceed your business income for the tax year. Number 2. Property losses. These occur when your expenses exceed your rental income from a property. Number 3. Capital losses. These occur when you sell or dispose of a capital asset for less than you originally paid. Number 4. Non-trading losses. These occur when your expenses exceed your income from sources other than your primary trade or rental property. Understanding the different types of income tax losses is important because they each have different rules and limitations on their use. It's essential to seek professional advice if you need help claiming them. Claiming income tax losses. But to give you an overview, we will also discuss about claiming income tax losses. You can claim income tax losses against your profits in the following tax year. If your business makes a net loss in the current tax year, you can carry that loss forward and offset it against your profits in the following tax year. You can also carry forward losses from previous tax years if they haven't been used. However, there are restrictions on how income tax losses can be used. For example, you can only carry forward losses to offset against profits from the same trade or rental property. Time limits for claiming income tax losses. Another restriction of claiming income tax losses is the time limit. For trading and property losses, you can carry them forward indefinitely and claim them against future profits from the same trade or rental property. However, you must claim the losses within 4 years of the end of the tax year in which the loss was incurred. For capital losses, you can only carry them forward for 1 year and claim them against future capital gains. Again, you must claim the losses within 4 years of the end of the tax year in which the loss was incurred. For non-trading losses, you can only carry them forward and claim them against future income from the same source. You must claim the losses within 4 years of the end of the tax year in which the loss was incurred. It's important to note that if you don't claim your losses within the time limit, you won't be able to carry them forward and use them to reduce your tax liability in future years. That's why it's vital to keep accurate records of your losses and to claim them as soon as possible. And that's some points you need to know about income tax losses. To refresh, we discussed the overview of income tax losses, claiming them, and some restrictions, such as time limits for the claimable income tax losses. Before we end, let us talk about some frequently asked questions about the income tax losses of sole traders. Number 1. Can I claim income tax losses for personal expenses? Income tax losses can only be claimed for expenses that are related to your business. For example, if you run a business from home, you can claim a portion of your household bills, such as electricity, gas, and water as expenses. This is because these expenses can be directly attributed to your business operations. However, expenses that are personal in nature, such as your daily commute or your personal phone bill, cannot be claimed as income tax losses, since these expenses are not related to your business activities. It's important to keep accurate records of your expenses and ensure that you're only claiming expenses that are necessary to your business. Claiming personal expenses as income tax losses could result in penalties or legal consequences. Number 2, can income tax losses be used to reduce my national insurance contributions? No, income tax losses cannot be used to directly reduce your national insurance contributions. National insurance contributions are calculated based on your earnings and are separate from income tax. While income tax and national insurance contributions are both deducted from your earnings, they are calculated and applied differently. Therefore, if you have a trading loss that reduces your taxable income to zero, you will be still required to pay national insurance contributions on any earnings above the threshold. Number 3, can I claim income tax losses for my side hustle? Yes, you may be able to claim income tax losses for your side hustle. However, there are some important factors to consider. Firstly, you must ensure that your side hustle is a legitimate business activity and not just a hobby or personal interest. This means that you'll need to be actively engaged in the business with the aim of making a profit. Second, you'll need to keep accurate records of your income and expenses and ensure that you report your business income on your tax return. You'll also need to ensure that you're paying any tax due on income from your side hustle. If you have any further questions or need help with your taxes, it's always best to seek professional advice from an accountant. They can help you navigate the complex rules surrounding income tax losses and ensure that you're maximizing your tax benefits while staying within the boundaries of the law. Claiming income tax losses can be a valuable tool for income tax for sole traders. So don't be afraid to explore this avenue and make the most of the opportunities available to you as a business owner. Happy tax saving! And that's the end of this video. We hope this helps you understand income tax losses as a sole trader in the UK. And if you want more professional advice on navigating your income tax, check out the Sterlinx Global website at sterlinxglobal.com. It is spelled S-T-E-R-L-I-N-X, then add the word global. If you enjoyed this content and want to learn more about accounting and taxation for business, please like the video and subscribe to our media channels. Again, I am Jay of Sterlinx Global, and I will see you next time.